Andrew Jans made national headlines in 2018 when he challenged Devin Nunes for his congressional seat. Last week, he announced his run for Fresno mayor. He joins me in the studio and starts by talking about why he wants to run for mayor, disappointing some supporters who want him to challenge Nunes again.
You know, the disappointment is real. We did something that a lot of people didn't think that we could do. We got within 5.5 points of probably one of the most notable members of the House of Representatives, and we did it in a very red district, and running as a Democrat, that wasn't easy. And so, you know, we had thousands of volunteers come out to support the campaign, and we had a really good time with that race, and I can see why people are disappointed. But, you know, I think the right fit for me at this time is to run for mayor. And most of the things that I talked about as a congressional candidate are things that are also very important to the city of Fresno as well. Ending poverty, addressing public safety, making sure our region and our city gets the vitally needed infrastructure projects and funding that are going to carry us forward into the future.
Yeah, and kind of going off of that, you know, you've mentioned that if you do win, one of your goals is going to be to cut the homeless population in half. How do you plan to do that?
Well, over the course of the next 3 to 4 months, I'm going to release a very detailed policy, but I can tell you this is going to be my number one focus. We have anywhere from 2,000 to 4,000 homeless people here in Fresno is what I've seen as far as estimates go. And many of them are housed in Fresno County Jail, and I see them every day as a prosecutor. And so we as a society and we as a community are spending a lot of money to house these folks in our criminal justice system. And so I want to make sure that we as a community can come together on this issue. And this is everybody from homeless advocates to local business owners. And there's a real opportunity, I think, here for us to all collaborate and move forward. And we're going to have to address things like low-income housing, affordable housing. And we're going to have to talk about how we're going to get many of these folks employed and vital services that are offered by the county. And so the city and the county are going to have to collaborate. But we can't fix this issue overnight. You know, I think that the current approach by this mayor is really highlighted and symbolized by his recent panhandling initiative. And I really don't think that putting signs up around town saying don't give money to panhandlers is a real solution to poverty and homelessness. And so I want to make sure that when I articulate my plan, that it's well thought out and is conducive to getting the work done.
Yeah, and, you know, Mayor Lee Brand, he has been critical of you, citing, you know, your lack of experience. So what is your response to that?
You know, you could have all of the experience in the world, but when it comes down to it, you have to make the right decisions as a leader. And he hasn't done that. And so for me, I'm going to make sure that I'm able to articulate a vision, a new vision for this city. It seems like to me, over the course of the last week when I've rolled out my campaign, the Lee Brand campaign motto seems to be, I'm not Andrew Jans. And so when I'm out there talking about poverty, about getting our kids parks, about improving public safety, hiring more police officers, he's out there saying, I'm not Andrew Jans. And so he's really guilty of the thing that he's trying to accuse me of. And so I want to make sure that as this campaign moves forward, that I articulate a clear vision of where I want to take Fresno. And so I think that at the end of the day, come March 2020, if it's just me and Lee in the race, I think the voters are going to be asking themselves one question. Are we satisfied with the status quo? Are we satisfied with all of the problems that are facing Fresno here, now, and today? Or are they ready for change, a new direction, a new vision for our city and moving us forward? And I think that they're going to answer they're ready for change.
Yeah, and you know, this is a nonpartisan race, but Fresno hasn't elected a registered Democrat for many years. So what makes you think that Fresno is ready to do that now?
You know, I'm going to approach my run for mayor in a very similar way that I did for my congressional race. And it's to talk to all segments of our community. And so I've already been very active in making sure that I reach out to business organizations, even developers who I've said that I'm not going to accept campaign donations from. I've been talking to local police and firefighters who, you know, traditionally tend to vote on the conservative side. But at the same time, I'm reaching out to, as I mentioned before, homeless advocates, many Democrats on the city council. So my approach is going to be one that puts the community first. Politics comes second. I don't really care about what the demographics are here, Republican versus Democrat, you know, who's out there more. But I'm going to make sure that we improve turnout, voter turnout. And, you know, I think that ultimately helps the candidate that's coming in asking for change.
Yeah, and so the city of Fresno gave Amazon and Ulta tax breaks kind of as an incentive to open up businesses here. How do you feel about that?
I think they gave them $30 million worth of tax breaks. And by the way, Amazon paid 0% federal income tax in 2018. So I don't think that they need any more help. But with that being said, if I were to offer tax breaks to Amazon and Ulta, I would have at the very least gotten a guarantee from them that they would hire local employees, a guarantee that they would hire local construction workers, which wasn't part of the deal. It was just a huge giveaway with the hopes of generating jobs. And so I'm not sure this is going to get us where we want to go. With $30 million, we could have hired 100 firefighters and police officers, and we could have fixed all of our dilapidated parks.
Yeah, and you've spoken publicly and tweeted about halting the search for a new police chief until after the election, so whoever is mayor can help make that decision. So one person on Twitter responded to that, criticizing you for not supporting the Black Lives Matter movement, you know, but only kind of saying, you know, support blue. How do you respond to that? Do you support the Black Lives Matter movement?
Absolutely. You know, I think that criminal justice reform was a central component to my conversations with the community in my last run for public office. And I really have a unique position with respect to criminal justice reform because I work in the criminal justice system as a law enforcement official. And I am on the front lines every single day in implementing some of these reforms. Bail reform is being introduced right now in our courts. And here in Fresno County, I'm proud of the process that we have in place that really moves away from taking into consideration the amount of money someone makes in determining whether or not they should be able to post bond. And we just look at two issues, whether or not they're a flight risk or a danger to the community. And if they fit that criteria, you know, they're released on pretrial supervision by the probation office, and people are allowed to return to work pending trial. And so I think this is sort of me implementing the will of the voters on the front lines. And, you know, I understand there are folks in this community that want me to be more anti-police officer or, you know, more aggressive in terms of reforms. But, you know, for me, it's about doing the right thing. And I've been working to implement criminal justice reform at the local level, and I'm very proud of my record.
Yeah. And when you ran for Congress, you took a step back from your job at the district attorney's office. Are you going to need to do that again? Like, how do you balance those two?
You know, we're still trying to figure that out. I'm still trying to figure that out. You know, as of now, I'm still working full time as a prosecutor. I have around 10 cases pending trial. So, you know, I can walk and chew gum at the same time. I'm going to continue to do my job and then campaign outside of my role as a prosecutor.
We've been here in the studio talking to Andrew Jantz, who's a prosecutor and is running for mayor. Thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.